This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Yeah. Elton John, I'm Still Standing here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. He is still standing, but only until, you know, 2026 or whenever his last gig
is. Oh, for God's sake. Wouldn't he drive you mad? Wasn't that ridiculous? Yeah. I'm finished.
No, I'm leaving now. I'm only probably going to be here for about another 5 or 10 years.
It's my last tour that goes on for 4 years. Remember that? Because I want to spend more time with my family. Are you joking? You'll be dead before
it's finished. I want to spend time with my family in about 5 or 10 years' time.
Yeah, not now. Not quite now, while I'm young. You're like 76. Unreal, so he is.
Man. Yeah, Elton John. I'm still standing.
He's a sniggledy git.
Starting us off, welcome along, folks. Good to have you. Happy Hump Day and all that on Wednesday, 6th of November. Hi to Jay on the Moon signing in. And let me see, who's this? Mike in Ballincollig. I'll have to get back to that one. That's a long one. I did see Fermoy there. Margaret in Fermoy. I see Fermoy there. I'll tell you something, PJ. From here, I can see Fermoy.
Yeah, now the rain is gone. No problem.
Sorry,
you can
Margaret.
See the bright lights of McDonald's.
Sorry about that, Margaret. Who else have we got here? I see JP's little picturey head there.
Oh, there he is.
Even though it's a picture of his VW van or whatever it is. Who's this now? This would be Richie the Trucker. There's Liam the Trucker checking in. I tell you, to be fair, we'd never be stuck for a lift.
No, never. That's true. Yeah.
If you and I ever have to go hitchhiking.
You say that now, but you know, and they're all very nice and telling us where they are. Let's try putting it out there that you need a lift now and see what happens.
Yeah. Just, you know, we do seem to know so many people on the road.
Yeah, I'll give you a lift.
Can imagine we wouldn't be stuck.
You'd get a lift at 7 minutes past 6 in the morning. You would, anywhere.
Oh, I don't know.
Might get a little difficult when the traffic rises.
Would you pick up somebody who looked like one of us at that time of the morning?
No, that's, you see, this is, I go back to my previous point. They'd like talking to you by text, but they want to be seen with you. No, I don't know, Jim.
That's true.
Don't know.
Well said. And there's Greg in Ballinasloe. Morning, lads. Just in from a 5 mile run. Not easy when you tip the scale at 19 stone plus.
Jeepers, fair play to you. That's good going.
Absolutely.
Fair play to you.
Human heck.
That's great stuff. Fair play. That's at this time and everything. Yikes. Wouldn't catch me doing it.
That must be a bit like, you know, that scene in Jurassic Park where the water starts to. the ripples start in the glass of water. I'm only messing, Greg.
Unbelievable, isn't it? The fella doing his best. There's Jim McCabe. Hammering him. Don't mind him.
That's all. That's inspirational. Yeah, I just meant you're a beast of a man.
Go out and screaming is what you should do now.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout for any reason this morning. We're a bit thin on the ground on the birthdays, to be honest with you.
You were saying.
We may have to be scraping some barrels here to find if we can get a few together for
you. It'll be Jerry from Donabate and all now will be the birthdays today.
Join from Natalie and Brulia here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 14 minutes past 6. You see, Greg saw the funny side of it. Not like you.
Yeah?
Yeah, roaring laughing in his kitchen.
At what? What's he laughing at us for? What do we do now?
He wants to be now known as Jurassic Greg.
Jurassic Greg. Greg. No, that's...
Fair play to you. Fair play to you.
Would you not be fair to me? Velocir Greg.
Yeah.
I suppose he is a Velocir Greg, running like a raptor up on that time of the morning, isn't he?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Prowling the streets of Ballinasloe.
Yeah.
Keeping them safe.
I love the way he's gone from looking like he's chasing someone in the dark at 6 o'clock in the morning to laughing like a lunatic on his own in the kitchen. What a morning he's having.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My God, it's only 6:15. What a day you're in store for, Greg. What a day. Right, listen, I did say the birthdays are a bit thin on the ground. There are a couple of belters in there, though, right? What about footballing legend, one of our own, Johnny Giles?
John Giles.
Here with his birthday today.
An absolute. He's one of those now. Another Irish institution.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Absolutely.
Like, when it comes to football, he's the footballing gay born. I'm going to say it. He's the gay born of football.
Yeah.
Or is that Liam Brady? There you go now. Look, we've separated them.
You see, that's the thing. I'd
say,
with footballers, you'll always get. It'd be rare enough you get people to agree on footballers. I mean, considering you didn't even want to accept Pele as one of the greatest.
Oh, I'm sick of Pele. I'm actually sick of Pele. Like, you know what I mean?
Has Pele ever done on you?
Nothing.
Other than
just
be amazing and happen to have existed a little bit before you.
Oh my God. Do you know what it is? It's like somebody saying, no, Pele wasn't the greatest. It's this fella that he lives on an island and he's got. You're like, you can't see anything. There's like, what, 12 goals on camera or whatever.
Of
and
Pele.
A load of myth and legend and some of the stories. And then he was there. It was unbelievable, right? It was the World Cup qualifier. Now, there's no footage of it, but it was, these wings popped out of his back and he flew across the field. He's like, this is...
Yeah.
I don't know.
There is a bit of that, though, when you talk to older people and they go, like, I have a mate who's, like, proper old.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, he'd be talking to you about, I don't know, Nat Lofthouse or something, and you're like...
Yeah, Nat Lofthouse. Yeah,
and I'll tell you, and the ball, you know what I mean? You didn't flick that ball around. It was made out of iron.
No. Yeah, it was, and still, it came off Pele's right foot, heading straight, and Nat Lofthouse, right, took a deep breath, and he blew it off! He was a keeper, and he was the only keeper to this day to save a penalty with his breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I know what you're actually, yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah. When you're dealing with the old myth and legend.
Well, I suppose that's how people of the current generation feel about the likes of you and me talking about Maradona and all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, people, because they'll look at Messi and Ronaldo and all, and we're still nothing on Diego. Yeah.
I still think, though, to me, Messi's the greatest I've ever seen.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, I know you're more
of
Ronaldo.
I put him third of the greatest I've ever seen. Ronaldo and Maradona, I'm by a huge amount the minority here.
Of what?
I think it's widely accepted now at this stage that Messi is the greatest.
No, you see,
I just
that's
don't
weird.
Think so.
I think, if anything, Ronaldo's the more popular. Just for me, I think Messi is a class ahead.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Well,
I'll tell you something. None of them are on that Lofthouse. That's all I know. No, not one of them. Not the patch on that Lofthouse.
And don't get me started on Johnny Giles.
Yeah, and I tell you, that Lofthouse with the smelly breath on Johnny Giles. And the days when Leeds were actually decent.
John Giles, yeah, that was incredible. I know he had a little small spell at United, but Leeds.
Leeds
is
the club, yeah, Leeds definitely.
And of course, player manager for
Thank
Ireland.
God Leeds are dead and Johnny's all right. You know.
Oh man, I hope the Bomber Brown was listening to that.
Yeah,
comment.
There'll be a
banger sausage put through your letterbox.
Patch of them knows what right. You know, there was a big rivalry then, you know, between United and Leeds. United might not be great now, but at least they still exist. You know, you know, they're still there somewhere.
Oh my God, I tell you something.
Do you know what I mean?
You're lining yourself up for some hammering. I know Leeds fans.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sure, they're still out. Yeah, I know. They're gas, aren't they? They're just like Rangers
actually,
fans.
Yeah, I just realised I'm the lad that has to go into the pub with some Leeds fans.
Yeah.
Tell your mate.
That's it.
I'm the one that gets the stick. You tell your mate. I didn't say anything. Tell your mate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it wasn't me.
I just like to remind all of those people that Jim does laugh at this and he is a United fan. So there you go. So if you're a Leeds fan, you know whose fault this really is. Right,
oh,
so
God almighty.
John Giles is he in his 80s? I am.
No.
78 then.
79.
Oh, fuck. 79. Right, that's not a bad goal.
No, that's a very decent goal.
I literally went one's either side of it.
Now, the other one, this one for everybody else out there, they're going to go, what are you talking about, Jim? But for you, this is actually a good one, right?
Right.
Maria Shriver.
Oh, Maria of the Kennedys.
Yeah, because you're such a big Arnie fan.
Yeah.
And she was his missus once upon a time.
Once upon a time until he was
part of that whole story.
With the nanny.
Part of that whole story. And of course, she's related to the Kennedys.
Yeah.
As in JFK and all that.
Yeah.
He was an uncle, was he?
I think so, yeah. I think that's the deal. She's a Kennedy, really, yeah. I suppose so. And I'm pretty sure she's the woman. The brains behind the Special Olympics. I think that's her. I think she's the...
Could be.
Yeah.
She's certainly, she's behind... There's an organisation... Women Again... something to do with Alzheimer's. I can't remember what it was. That's a terrible way of expressing that. I do realise that. The irony is not lost on me, okay?
Yeah.
But she's a formidable lady and she's written loads of books and stuff.
She's unreal. Like, she's one of those people that just kind of... She's one of those how many hours is in a day people. Like Arnie himself, really.
Exactly, yeah. We'll have to look that up now.
It's no wonder they broke up. Sure, they never saw each other. You know what I mean? Going out doing their bits and pieces.
Well, yeah, the trouble was the bits and pieces that Maria Shriver was doing were very different from the bits and pieces that Arnie was doing.
In his defence, he was doing it at home. but what do we...
The Women's Alzheimer's Movement.
There you go.
That's what it was.
Right.
A non-profit organisation.
Yeah.
Former First Lady account. So she was with Arnie when
he was governor. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah, and it was late on now he was caught in the...
Really?
He was caught nannying, I was going to say, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. She's written a rake of books.
Oh, she's one of these people that just can't be stopped. She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm trying to find out for you whether or not she is the woman behind, you know, the brains behind
Special Olympics. I think she is. I think I remember her being over here and everything.
Yeah, quite possible, quite true. Yeah. Anyway, how old is Maria Shriver?
I'm sorry, I'm just laughing now because I'm seeing some of the texts from Leeds fans. Look, hey PJ, while United are in decline, at least Leeds are on the way back, you ball.
I told you. Yeah. I told you were poking the beast.
Well, wow. That's very, yeah. Wow. Your Leeds are on the way back, aren't they? It's a very interesting thing to say. The way back where? Won't be telling road. Is that still a place? I think they turned that into a quickie mart. Right, I got to say. Yeah, that. She's 74.
64.
Oh, God.
She's only 64.
See, that's the problem. Mm. She's done so much.
So listen, I'm going to give you like a big long list. Pick the one you want to have a go for, right?
Yeah.
Okay, there's Oscar-winning actress Sally Field.
Oh, I love Sally Field.
Do you?
Love Sally Field.
I said it to you yesterday, you went, who?
No, you didn't say Sally Field.
I did.
I love Sally Field.
Right, well then you can have Sally Field.
She went to a horrid love story with Burt Reynolds and everything. And how he burnt all his bridges. Oh, you don't know it. Oh, Jim.
Everybody
you know
would
how much
know
I love Burt Reynolds.
From Forrest Gump and Steel Magnolias and various others.
He said it until his dying day that the one big regret of his life was he couldn't stick Sally Field. No, he couldn't stick with her.
Oh, right.
He was doing it with everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't. He couldn't discipline himself.
He should have said it wasn't him, it was his mustache.
Yeah, well. You can only blame the mustache for so much. Yeah. Being the bearer of a mustache for the last 4 years.
Well.
And now it's finally gone, and guess what? I'm the same person underneath it all. Sally Field's brilliant. And
great
what an actor. Oh, she's so brilliant. And the crack of her in Cannonball and Smokey and the Bandit. Oh, Smokey and the Bandit, yeah. Oh, I'm going to say Sally Field now is... She's not young anymore either. 69.
73.
Oh, jeepers, right.
73. Do you want any more? Will I give you the rest of the list that we're going people that were going to be on it?
We'll do see a quick fire on it, really.
See if you knew any of them, that's all.
Yeah.
Jim Rosenthal.
Never heard of him.
Sports presenter, no. Nigel Havers, the posh actor. The bloke that was in Chariots of Fire. No.
In Chariots of Fire? I don't know. 94.
He's 70. What about Ethan Hawke from Black Hawk Down?
Oh, I've heard of him.
Dead Poets Society and stuff.
Oh, I can't picture him for the life of me. 50.
Oh, not bad. 49.
Ah!
Tandy Newton.
Who's Tandy Newton?
No, Tandy Newton.
What's she so... What's Tandy?
Yeah, she was married to...
Tandy Newton.
Was she married to David Duchovny, no? Was that her? No, it wasn't her. Anyway, she was in Mission Impossible 2 and Crash and Rock and Roller.
Tandy Newton was.
Tandy.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care what she does for a living.
Right, what about... I'll tell you what.
She's not 50.
She's 47. What about Nell McAndrew? Do you remember her?
No.
She used to be the model that... What's her name? What's that your woman's
Angelina
name?
Jolie.
Yeah, before Angelina Jolie became Laura Croft, Nell McAndrew was like the body model for... Tomb Raider.
So I've never seen her face.
She's a British model, yeah. She was. Wait for this. She was Yorkshire Woman of the Year in 2003.
That was never going to get better after that.
And she was Rear of the Year in 2005.
You know you've done something wrong when you go down from being the Yorkshire Woman of the Year to basically the arse of the world. Don't you? You've done something.
Anyway,
something's gone wrong.
Nell McAndrew's 46.
Oh, yeah, right.
What about Emma Stone? Super Bad and The Amazing Spider-Man. No. No, that's not... No.
Emma...
That's Emma Watson, you're thinking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one yesterday. The Watson. In a self-partnership or something, she says. Apparently you can't say you're single anymore. She's self-partnered. That's what she says.
Emma Watson is?
Yeah.
Oh,
self-partnered.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who partners Emma Stone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, guess who your self-partner is. It's some idiot. Emma Stone. Can't picture her. 51.
31.
Jesus Christ. Not good at this anymore.
Good stuff. Thanks, Sarah. 6:33. How are you this morning?
Morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. Yeah, we're there halfway through the week. I actually got a great surprise this morning. I was getting onto the bike and everything, and I was convinced it was Tuesday all morning.
Oh, love that.
I was getting dressed and all of that and started going, oh, damn, what do I have to do? And then I looked at my calendar to go through my day and I went, oh, no, that's tomorrow. Oh, wait a minute.
Yay.
Yeah, look,
I know,
it's a nice surprise.
Brilliant. Yeah, it is. It's a lovely surprise. I love when you get to Wednesday because you just feel... Like, you know, the back
heart,
is broken,
yeah. Monday and Tuesday feel longer than Wednesday, Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, I don't know why, but they do. They do, absolutely they do. Friday doesn't even feel like You actually do that.
Friday's the weekend now.
It is the weekend now.
Yeah, 8 o'clock on Friday morning, the weekend started. You stop doing anything in work. You stop paying attention to the people around you. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, that's just lovely, isn't it?
He just sits here on a Friday and talks while you do all the work.
Well, I do it from Tuesday.
I'm amazed he made it to 8 o'clock on Friday morning. It feels to me like he gives up about 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah, okay. I might be a little bit different, Jim.
Yes. So that's it. We're in good form, yeah? We're heading for the slippery slope to the weekend.
We are indeed. I have an apprentice with me this morning.
You do? I was laughing so much for those. Tara is here with her son today.
Yeah.
I was brilliant. Just watching her run in to do the 6 o'clock news, and all you could hear was, now you do understand you have to be very, very quiet, okay? Absolutely silent.
Yeah, but that was him talking to her. Rick Springfield and Jesse's Girl here at Classic Hits with The Key, The Secret from Urban Cookie Collective, just ahead of it as you get up and go song. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 19 minutes away from 7 o'clock, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Loads of people have been on. Bob only has to work Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, so today is second last day at work. He does Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 7 to 7.
What sort of a job is that?
I don't know.
It's a fair play. Not bad. If you can get that many days off for the weekend. And sure, weren't we only talking about the other day that about the countries that are moving to a 4-day week and all of that?
Yeah, and allowing you to do a day from home and everything. I don't think we'll get that.
A day from home. You do nothing. You know what I mean?
Imagine if we had a day from home.
I can assure you that. I do nothing anyway. That's me.
Would we have to keep swapping homes?
No, it'd have to be my house. I don't go find your house. You have to go through wardrobes and mazes to find where you live. Yeah, yeah,
good point. I
suppose. We'd have to go to Mike's gaff or something.
We could get the TARDIS to my house.
Yeah, that's the only way. Yeah, yeah. Although it'd be handy if we could all just teleport. If we just walk into our own wardrobes and end up in Jim's gaff.
Simon's checking in. He's been off the road with a leaking radiator. Oh, what's the worst? A leaking radiator.
Well, like that didn't drop at all. I was thinking, what's he doing on the road with a radiator? You know, it makes sense now. Yeah, God, that's a pain.
What else have we got? There's Margaret putting you straight. Apparently, it was Maria Shriver's mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
Well, I knew Shriver was one of the names involved. And
she
so
was the brains
shows,
behind the Special Olympics.
So it just shows, not only is she an unbelievable person, but her mother, of course, as well, is just as fantastic, as achieved.
A few people agreeing with you about the Ronaldo thing, saying Messi's more of a one club, whereas Ronaldo's done it across a couple of different leagues.
I was expecting to get grief for that now, because I always thought it was the other way around. Ronaldo for me, but you know, most people said Messi.
The other one that goes against Messi is, of course, that Ronaldo, Maradona and Pele won major
tournaments,
trophy,
yeah, international tournaments, like
Euros and World Cups and whatnot. And look at that, I have to find out who's this name. Colm Eames, right, has sent us a photograph of what he says, my office awaits. And to me, that looks like one of those big blooming crane things. See that photograph there?
Oh my God, yeah. What's that? Where is he?
It looks like a crane to me. It's in the dark, mind you.
It's in the dark.
It looks like a crane. Are you okay with heights, yeah? You're all right
with heights? I'm all right with heights, yeah. Yeah, the older I get, the more squiffy I would be. But I'd be grand with heights. Doesn't bother me at all.
I have my moments. Sometimes it's grand, other times it's, oh, look at that.
Really? My poor elf, he couldn't get on the stepladder without having a panic attack.
Oh, you're serious? Oh, jeez. That must be terrible.
Like, you know, the idea of changing a light bulb and the knees would be going and my ma would be screaming and the dog would be barking. He'd be 2 foot off the ground, like standing on a chair. Standing on a chair, like.
Yeah.
And the poor fella would be falling apart. Yeah, don't come near me. Drama over it, yeah. Unbelievable.
It's weird. I have a weird kind of relationship with heights. Sometimes it's grand. Like, you know, you'd go on big, mad roller coasters or big kind of whatever.
Yeah.
Or go up in, it just wouldn't matter. And then there'd be other times. Just you'd be going up
looking out the window of a hotel. Oh God!
Other times you'd be going up one of those weird stairs that don't have proper steps. You know? They've only got slates or something, and you'd be going, well, I'm not too happy about this.
Yeah, I don't like this. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Garda Chris thinks it's blooming freezing.
You're right, Garda Chris. It is blooming freezing. I was in on the bike again this morning. It's amazing the layer. People think I'm being very sensible with my day glow jacket and all. I'm just wearing it because it's another layer. To be honest with you,
are you serious?
So, yeah, that's all.
And Daryl checking in there, giving us a happy Wednesday, and also Northside Tony on his way to work with us pair.
Good on you.
Rubbish.
Is Northside Tony Baldy Tony? Are they the same person? I think they might be.
No, not judging by his photograph.
Oh,
anyway.
Right. Oh, Jason, is he here? Sorry, I apologise.
I don't know whether Northside Tony would take that as. Let's see if I can find your picture of Northside Tony there. I don't know where he's gone now.
He's gone.
That's the trouble with the blooming WhatsApp. You can't track it down on it.
There's, look at that Northside.
Oh, no, hang a second. There he is.
Where
is he?
There,
look at that.
Fine looking man you are. Sorry to put you in there with the baldies.
Excuse me.
Mind you, I know.
He'd be very lucky to be joined by us.
Oh, you, the Handsome Baldies. That's the name of their band.
Yeah, that's a great name for a band.
The Handsome Baldies. I tell you, yeah.
You'd want to be in that now, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't mind being in
you'd
that.
You'd shave thing. Your hair off to be in that.
I would, to be honest.
Who's this checking in? You see, people check in and they forget to give us their name.
Aye.
Alan, for God's sake, will you write your name down? Save me having to do me Hetty Weintrop.
Alan has a hammer and sickle communist logo there as his WhatsApp, so he doesn't have to tell you anything.
Exactly.
Right?
He
you're the man.
Well under wraps.
That's all you're getting. Morning and Jim.
Anyway.
Morning PJ and Jim. Just checking in on you. That's what he's doing. Checking in.
Just letting you know I'm watching.
Just making sure that, you know, we're not getting too above ourselves, I'd say. That's what that is.
Right, thanks for everyone. If we haven't given you a shout out, apologies. They won't stop coming in. 087-188-0008. We do get to see them all, even if we don't get a chance to give them a shout out. So apologies for that. But there's loads that we got to try and squeeze in today. It's Biscuits and TV Day today.
Oh, it is!
We're going to find out what everybody thought about PJ Gallagher's movie selection, The Invitation.
That's the horror movie, because it was Halloween. It was our Halloween watch.
Absolutely. Of course, more chances to win Lionel Richie tickets. We'll be playing Who's on the Lionel? Somebody else for you to identify on the phone with Lionel Richie.
Yeah, breakfast table quiz, then it's all. I'll leave that to Jim. Actually, it's very Christmassy. I'll leave that to you. You can take that one. You can take it from here, Jim.
Hit bit as well on the way.
Oh, just the hit bit. I'll do the hit bit. €520 on the hit bit there. My bit. Yeah.
And, but if you do want, like, literally $2,000 of Christmas cheer to surround yourself with in your house, that's the breakfast table quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a haircut with Baldy Tony.
And also, actually, speaking of Christmas, since you brought it up, PJ, there is the our chance for you to have your one of your little ones speak to the Scout Elf
and even
on the shelf.
Is that today?
No, it's on. We're going to do it on Friday.
Friday.
We'll give you details of how you can get involved today.
Yeah. We were even talking to the head elf yesterday.
And and also we found loads of great reasons to slag Mike. The reasons are actually stacking up.
We're going to do it. This is great today. We found out the name of a sort of disease thing that he has.
He actually has a specific disease that we found out.
Yeah, we're going to go through that.
That came in yesterday.
And 8 out of 10 millennials. What do 8 out of 10 millennials have in common?
Just even finding out that Mike is a millennial.
It's brilliant,
brought so much joy to us this morning.
It's gas that the millennials are getting on a bit, isn't it? Knocking on the door of 40 now. I'll tell you something.
Anyway, all that's on the way. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Thank you for doing that on this Wednesday, 6th of November. It's 10 past 7. 087-188-0008 as always if you want to give us a shout. That, of course, the great Santana with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 doing the vocals on it, and Smooth. A big hit in the year 2000, the millennium.
Yeah,
PJ.
The millennium, yeah. A very significant year.
Oh, yeah.
Because as when you were coming in, if you were coming into adulthood around that time, it makes you a millennial today. That's what it does. So 22 to 38, actually. Well, I don't know what way they do the spread, but that's how they work out if you're
apparently
a millennial or not. And 80% of millennials, they believe they're just not good enough at life. 80%. 80%. Now, I actually think millennials get a hard time.
I think that
there's some pressures that are different in society now that just weren't there when we were younger and all that as well. But if it gets
what
to have
mean,
a dig
like having to deal with avocados and stuff, and
you see, this
you
is it. If you get to have a dig at Mike, it's worth it. You know what I mean? If you get to have some cheap shots.
So what the basis of this story? The basis of this story is they struggle with just living life. Do they?
8 in 10 millennials just don't feel
day
good
to
enough.
Day.
Yeah, 80%. That's huge, right?
Yeah.
2,000 millennials in that age bracket. They were all surveyed and quizzed and given a series of questions that asked them about their confidence and their abilities in the modern world, and a massive 8 out of 10 said they're just not good enough in virtually all areas of their life, from health to love to career to relationship to friends. In fact, the pressure is so bad that 79% of those polled said it was affecting their mental health to a huge degree. I see that. That's one thing they have is mental health, though. You and me, when we grew up, you were either mental or you had health. There was nothing in the middle. That was it. You were given one or the other. That was the size of it. There's no such thing as mental health. There was your man who was a bit odd, and yourself, and that was it.
Yeah.
So I suppose they're ahead on that way. But anyway, digging deeper into it, though, right? Research says that important things like getting on the property ladder, and as well as other goals like hitting 10,000 steps a day. This is a thing that Mike actually disagrees with.
10,000.
Only because he can't do it. That's what we found out, you see. See, that's the way it is. He used to say, it doesn't mean anything. It's stupid. It became some Japanese man. Remember he was giving us that? Some stupid Japanese man came up with that you're supposed to. And then it just turns out that he's just not able to do it.
Yeah, just bone idle.
He's not able to do it. Something that many fitness trackers... Oh, yeah, well, that, a lot of fitness trackers say... It does say here... A lot of fitness people, you know, people in the industry say, that's your bare minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, don't need a Japanese man. One Japanese man. Anyway, so there you go. They also feel pressure to have social media profiles, something our generation didn't. Stay on top of the housework, see their friends, be aware of the latest fashions. I suppose the food fashion as well being a
big
huge
style.
One.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So who are you now?
You don't have a banana beer.
Oh yeah. I mean, who are you? If you don't have a banana beer and a ginger toast, you're nobody now. Nobody. And there's actually a list. There's a top 10 list. Believe it or not. I forgot to tell you, there's a top 10 list here.
Oh, you want to do a top 10?
Well, if you want to, and it counts down the pressures on millennials in today's society. Stuff that they find really bad. We shouldn't be laughing.
Why? But it's an opportunity for Mike to, like, isn't it, Michael?
I'd be honest with you, right?
You only barely make it by the skin of your teeth. You're right. You're a year inside the cut-off point.
Yeah.
Which
by the way, did you appreciate me playing the Smiths? Heaven knows I'm miserable
actually.
Now.
Yeah. Look at me, lads. I'm a bearded old man at this stage with two children and a mortgage. I don't think I'm millennial, really.
Millennials are getting older.
I'm only in by a year. Isn't it?
Doesn't matter.
It sounds to me like he's trying to excuse himself.
Very big year.
I tell you, what a year that was, eh? Anyway, let's find out if any of these fit your criteria, Michael.
Right,
number 10. Staying on top of the housework on your everyday chores. Boom.
Yep.
Yeah,
Mike. Tick on that one.
Definitely, Mike lives in the Kip, yep. being socially active and seeing your friends.
So it's struggling with these.
Yeah, these are all
the time. Yeah, then sorry, yeah, absolutely. Sorry, I should have given you a massive ding for that one.
That's what I'm saying. I do struggle with that big time, yeah.
So being socially active and seeing friends?
No, definitely not. Couldn't think of anything worse to do, and it doesn't bother me in the slightest.
So, yeah, he does struggle. So he can't do it, basically. He can't do it.
The man is struggling with life so much, he doesn't even know what we're doing now.
Yeah, there you go. It's amazing, isn't it? No, don't struggle with that. I don't want to. He can't do it. Grant, tick. Yeah, Grant. Holding down a relationship. Okay, get him there.
Okay, right, yeah.
Maintaining a work-life balance alongside long working hours.
Well, certainly not long working hours.
He does do his bit of football now and all that. Yeah.
Work-life balance.
Yeah, I'm alright with a work-life balance.
Well then, so that means...
Okay, he doesn't
struggle with that. Alright, okay.
Paying off debts, like student loans and debts, so everyone's in debt and mortgage. So you're paying your debts,
No.
It's very personal. Right, great, you failed. Another fail, great, we're on to one. Maintaining an active social media presence. No,
he's all over social media.
No, he wouldn't be. No.
I'm not as all over it as PJ.
No,
hang on a second. Nobody in the world is all over it as PJ. For God's sake,
that's true. Right.
We're saying by normal people standards, you're all over it. You're always tweeting.
I would put a tweet or two up a day. I would say that.
Grant.
We're not talking Mr. Internet over here.
Mr. Instagram over here.
Okay.
He's on Instagram now.
Can we get on to Generation X another time? Thank you very much. It's not about me. Sleeping 8 hours a night, definitely he struggles with that.
He couldn't
not
possibly do that.
Chance,
who
no.
does that?
On average, I get six and a half.
See, not bad for people his age. Not bad. Walking the 10,000 steps, we know he's a miserable failure.
That is a nonsense.
Eating 5 portions of fruit and veg a day.
I suppose 4 of them being avocados.
He eats avocado 5 times a day.
I would
definitely struggle with that. But all that food stuff does put me under pressure, by the way, which you guys didn't have in your generation. Can I just say? No, I'm just saying.
We didn't have food in our generation.
Because you and I, PJ, back when we had to eat lard.
Back when we were eating squirrels in the park and all.
Yeah, well, you had food, but you didn't have so much choice, did you?
And that's a bad thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's a good thing. Kind of. because
why are you struggling with it?
Because you didn't have the pressure of trying to, figure out what's in what.
Isn't that amazing?
And what to eat and all that. You know?
Never have I ever been told before.
You people that were deprived of choice.
Weren't you so lucky you had nothing?
Life is simpler in your generation.
That all you had was vegetables boiled it to a mashed. And an old piece of chicken. And whatever your dad didn't want. Remember that?
Yeah, it was
Can
a straight,
I have another potato?
Straight choice between you and the dog.
Can I have another potato? I'll see if your dad eats a forced. Here. right, and then earning enough money for a deposit. He's done that.
Well, he has his gaff, yeah.
Now, can I just do this? And I shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
Just to once again reiterate millennials getting a hard time. And I shouldn't do this because we love slagging Mike. But he passes a hell of a lot more game than I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hell of a lot more. Housework and everyday chores, forget about it. Socially active, seeing friends, I'd rather eat my own head.
Yeah, but that's a choice.
Hold down a relationship, less said about that, the better. Maintaining a work-life balance, not a hope. Paying off debts, nope. Maintaining your social media presence, I struggle with it. In fact, that's the only one I do well. Sleeping 8 hours, forget about it. Walking 10,000 steps, not really. Eating five portions of fruit and veg, hate fruit. Fruit's for gorillas. And earning enough money for a deposit. No, right. I've been trying to get a mortgage for ages.
So we've actually found out you're a millennial. Albeit you're the oldest millennial in the history of the world.
Was there any need for that? You want to go with the age gags? Grand. Remember when he grew up and everything was black and white?
Billy Joel's Uptown Girls, 7:21 on this Wednesday. Thanks for hanging out with us, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We're going to play that for somebody. Laura, is it?
For Laura, yeah. She's just heading back to the boat. She's on the revenue boat, heading out for a week at sea.
A revenue boat?
Yeah, it's
like going to catch pirates and all.
Do you know something? Yes, it's effectively yes. She's a pirate catcher.
She's stopping smugglers and all.
Yeah, yeah, that's what she does. That's amazing. So she's heading out in the boat. She's gone out somewhere.
Laura, have a great week at the sea.
Laura, yeah, I'd love it. Wouldn't it be brilliant if the Irish revenue the Irish customs.
And a bottle of rum.
It'd be brilliant if the Irish customs were like that. Going around with pirate hats and pirates and everything.
Where are you taking them cigarettes?
Give them here and nothing be said. Yeah, so she's heading on out there
so
for a week.
Bluebeard Laura, good to... No, Laura, fair play to you. Out there doing your thing.
Out there doing her thing.
And
very cold.
Part of your
very cold.
No,
she's on the crew in Dunleary as well. She was there before me, so she was. So, have a great one. She's always at sea, so she is.
Is she a millennial? Is she all at sea?
She'd be a millennial. She'd be all at sea there with Mike, the two of them, There'd be no avocados for the week now out there.
Not at all. She'd come back with scurvy and all. No vitamin C.
Getting the old rickets and everything. Is that what they got? Scurvy and rickets.
Scurvy and rickets.
Oh God, great life at sea back then.
Oh, great fun.
Tell you, that's the millennials now.
I think it was bad having scurvy and rickets.
You didn't have to do your 10,000 steps because you had scurvy and rickets.
0871 880 on WhatsApp if you want to give us a shout this morning. Loads still to come. Your chance to win Lionel Richie tickets. We'll be playing Who's on the Lionel. We've got the hit bit, of course, in about a half an hour. Classichits.ie if you want to check that out in advance.
Biscuits and TV.
It's still it's the greatest jingle ever done.
I die, a very
for
accidental little hum at the end. I thought the mic was off at that stage.
Anyways, biscuits and TV for this week. It was PJ's choice because he's such a Halloween fan. He got to choose a horror movie for us to watch last week.
Yes, I did. And confession time, right? The movie was The Invitation, right?
Right.
The movie was The Invitation. And you've both seen it now, yeah?
I have.
A look. I haven't because I was off last week.
Oh, okay. He's off the hook.
You've been in all week.
I got
That's
a pass.
Shocking.
I got a pass this week.
Right.
I didn't
anyway,
see it.
Go on. What's your confession, by the way?
Did you watch The Invitation?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you like it, yeah?
It was
all right.
It was just only okay. It was just very slow.
It is only all right, yeah.
What do you mean? Why do you recommend it?
Because I thought it was a different movie. I thought I was recommending The Awakening, and it's not it at all. It's a totally different film.
That's unreal.
It's a totally different film. And I was
I sat through almost 2 hours of a movie that you knew to be a rubbish movie.
That's all right, yeah. It's all right. Yeah, it could be better now.
Oh, my God.
This whole biscuits and TV, I've had to sit through... The bloke who shot Hitler and then the Bigfoot.
That's a great movie.
That's rubbish.
The avocado one
I had to sat through avocado blooming walls.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that was a struggle for us all.
If it wasn't for Mindhunter, there wouldn't have been a single good blooming thing we've done on this.
Well, if it makes it any better, the one I intended for you to see is actually better than The Invitation.
Great. You're not getting the pick.
So there you go.
We can't do two horror movies now. Can't do it.
No, we can't do two in
I'll
a
tell
row.
You what,
no,
we can't. Right.
But
so listen,
The Invitation.
Let's give the official right. So
we better give a review of it. Yeah, it's
give
all
the official
it's
version.
It's all right. Like, it's all right.
It's a bit slow moving.
It's a bit slow moving. The idea is very good, in fairness. It's an original concept. Everyone gets an invite to this dinner, and then it all starts to go very badly wrong. And you gradually, eventually find out what's going on, and then you realise it could have been done in a half an hour. But it is, you know, the idea is
very good. And it
doesn't
exactly come as a shock.
No, because they've done the gradually for so long that you're like, I know what it is.
Just get on with it.
Just get on with it. Yeah, so there you go. A mediocre 2, I would say, out of 5 this time.
2? Oh, we're going out of 5.
Oh, out of 10 if you want to, I'd go for a 5, maybe. It's not brutal.
I'd hang with you on that, yeah. Right. Yeah, 5.
Right, based on both of you saying that, I'll give it a 1. I didn't watch it.
I can't remember what the biscuit was.
It was a bourbon cream, dark. We went for the dark, creamy.
Bourbon cream, I'd give an 8.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Jay, it's a banging on the door. It's a 9 out of 10. It's an absolute classic with hints of coffee and chocolate. Absolutely smashing.
So, just let us know. I mean, somebody saying that they watched it and they thought it was just okay again. They thought the ending it could have been better. They were expecting something like that movie, The Others, to sort of happen towards the end of it. That didn't really.
Yes, The Awakening is very like The Others.
Is it? Well, that won't come up in the future, so don't give that away. Some of the suggestions that people are saying, lads, watch Green Book, class film. Try The Life of David Gale, somebody's saying. Watch The Quiet Place, it's very good, says Sheila.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
You need to watch Tell Me Who I Am on Netflix.
Tell Me Who I Am?
Yeah. The Devil Next Door.
Oh, I've started watching that.
Yeah?
That's a documentary series.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
That's actually very good.
Well, listen,
very good.
Keep the suggestions coming in. For this reason and this reason alone, nobody in here is capable of picking a half-decent thing to watch.
It does seem that way.
I'm in the middle of one at the moment, right? I know it's an old one, a really famous, but have you watched Kong Skull Island?
Yeah.
Now, this is the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
I never saw that. That's very good now. I'm only halfway through it.
I think, Jimmy, you hit the nail on the head. No one here is capable of picking a good movie. Like, every one of us that's picked a movie, it's failed, right? And like you said, Mindhunter has been the only one.
That's been the only saving
And that was
grace.
Chosen by the listeners. That was chosen by people listening to the show. So we're going to have to go back to that.
So let's do that then. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Let us know your recommendation for biscuits and TV. We want a Netflix show that you think everybody should watch, that we can all get together on, have a look at, and review. You know, and hand it. In other words, like all we're basically doing, right, is a service to the public.
Yeah,
is telling them rubbish to avoid.
We are, in fairness,
mind you,
we've
having
done that.
Sort of forced them to watch it in the first place.
Very true.
Which
and look at this,
the purpose.
And like this, people telling us, make sure you put in your biscuit recommendation. First one in there says, "Lads, watch Dolomite with a Tunnock's tea cake." That's
very good. That's the Eddie Murphy one. That's actually good, and it's based on a true story.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's actually good.
Is it on Netflix and all?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is on Netflix. Well,
maybe
that's very good.
Tea cakes and Dolomite's the right job then.
Yeah.
Right.
Eddie Murphy movie about a genuine guy. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'll let you go and think about it.
Is that the fella who invented the thing? Oh no, that's a dynamo, wasn't it? The thing that went to the front of
is
a bike.
Is it called Dolomite Is My Name?
Yeah.
It's only released like last month.
Yeah.
Is that on Netflix now?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's a Netflix special.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
There's a few people saying it. Do you want to run with that one then?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Dolomite Is My Name.
With a Tunnock's tea cake, somebody suggesting.
With a Tunnock's tea cake.
Perfect.
We all love a Tunnock's tea cake. Right, that's it. It's Eddie Murphy. It's on Netflix. It's based on a true story. It's a little bit Rudy in parts.
Oh, very good.
Great.
Love a bit of Rudy. Loves a bit of blue. Loves a bit of blue. I know that's Dave Dwyer in Swordsland that gave us that one.
Good
right,
man,
so,
Dave.
Put on you, Dave. That's the way we're going then.
Right, that's what we're doing. Biscuits and TV for next week. Get your Tunnock's tea cakes out and have a little bit of Dolomite.
I have a
is
bit
my
of
name.
Tunnock's tea cakes and a bit of blue.
Classic hits. Hip it. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. There you go,
well
500.
Done. Actually, before you get stuck in there, BJ, we should point out, actually, we're very grateful to a lady who WhatsApped in yesterday. I can't find her WhatsApp now, but she pointed something out to us, which PJ and myself didn't know. And it explains so very much, because it turns out that Magic Mike actually suffers from a rare neurological symptom.
Yes.
Known as Witzelsucht.
Yeah. Do you know what that is, Mike?
No, never heard of it.
Yeah. This is a serious thing. It's called Witzelsucht. You can look it up.
Witzelsucht. Okay.
Witzelsucht. Rare neurological thing. It's a tendency to make puns or tell pointless stories in socially inappropriate situations.
It's you.
Wait, what about the second one? Hold up there a second.
Look at the puns. Let's just focus on the puns.
Another potential system is hypersexuality.
Okay, settle down, lads, right? I thought it was just a pun thing.
Hey, you may have one or all of
patients
the symptoms.
Do not understand that their behaviour is abnormal and therefore are non-responsive to others' reactions.
See? Dear, oh dear.
See, your pun insistency, it's actually beyond your...
It's beyond my control.
You actually suffer from Witzelsucht.
Yeah. No matter what happens, as soon as you think of a pun, you have to say it. You're addicted
to
punning.
So it's a medical thing.
You have a medical condition.
You're a Witzelsucker, yeah?
A Witzelsucker. That's going to be the thing now, isn't it?
That's
going to be called.
At least till 10 o'clock, anyway.
And thank you to whoever that was that sent that in, by the way.
Yeah,
much appreciated, yeah.
So there you go. So it is PJ Jim and Witzel Sucker in the morning. €520 what we have for you. Will you get the money or will you get Witzel Sucked by Mike? Here's another.
Oh my god! We have to get t-shirts. I've been Witzel Sucked by Magic Mike. Oh, oh my god!
Yeah! So here's what it sounds like. And let's get straight into it. Let's see what the let's see what's in store. Oh, I don't have names. What have I done? I've done something wrong.
No, there it is.
No, it's down on the second part, PJ.
Scrolling. I beg you, just when I'm slagging someone else, I do something stupid like not turn the page. Orla, how are you getting on? Orla's in Dublin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm not too bad, Orla. How are you today?
I'm very well.
Halfway through the week, you're feeling good about it?
Yeah,
we're nearly there. Right, I'm nearly afraid to say it to you, Orla. Give us the money or you'll get Witzel sucked. What do you think it is?
I think it is keen spiralling.
Say again?
Keen spiralling.
Spiralling. Right,
spiralling. Okay. Keen. All right, okay.
Right, Magic
Good band, light. Good band. €520. I tell you what, I'd be keen on that money myself now, I have to say. But unfortunately, it's wrong.
Oh, no.
Orla, stick on the kettle, have a cup of tea, relax after that. You know what I mean?
Thank you very much.
Look at her name.
Orla Kettle.
Oh, my God.
You got Witzelsucked.
You've been Witzelsucked.
You got double barrel Witzelsucked this morning.
Incredible. Orla, thanks for playing. Cheers. Have a good day.
Bye,
lads. See you, Orla. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Right, so John is in Meath. How are you getting on, John?
Hi, PJ. How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. Middle of the week like yourself. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, nearly there. I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, we were saying earlier on that the kind of Monday and Tuesday feels longer than Wednesday, Thursday and Friday put together.
Oh, absolutely. I know how it is. You know, it is. The start of the week is always the hard
Yeah, for sure. Right, so let's try and, like you too, will you be right and get money or will you be Witzel sucked? What do you think it is?
Fingers crossed. So I'm going to go for Westlife and Seasons in the Sun.
Right, so.
Right. Cover version, Michael.
John Bruton in County Meath, I hope. To shock of this won't disturb you too much because it is wrong. I've gone with two name gags here, lads. You'll see his name is John Bruton. XT shock of
yeah, yeah.
Sorry,
I didn't get it at all. What did you say?
I said, I hope Taoiseach of this doesn't come as doesn't come too hard.
Oh, for God's sake.
Taoiseach is John Bruton. His name is John Bruton. We had an ex Taoiseach. Keep up, lads.
That's actually, we finally hit that perfect level where I don't know if the joke is bad or we're just thick as mud.
I
don't know.
Ah, yeah,
John,
be the latter.
John, just save yourself. Go and save yourself, John. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
See,
man.
See you, John. Thanks for having a go. Bye.
I tell you, as Witzel sucks go, that was a wow. I feel well and truly Witzel sucks.
Tell you what, lads, don't be fools again. That was a Westlife guest there.
You can see why it takes some medication to sort this out, don't you?
It is an actual condition.
You're flying without wings.
Annie Lennox, Walking on Broken Glass, here at Classic Hits. It's almost 10 past 8. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, November 6th. Loads of people to say hi to this morning. Can you play a request for Jer Flynn taking his daughter Abby to school? They listen every morning. Morning to you, Jer. Morning to you, Abby. Can you say happy birthday to Holly, 18 today, and driving herself to school because she passed her driving test.
Fantastic. At 18 as well. Fair play to you.
Pretty cool.
Jeepers. Congratulations very much.
Can you wish Adam in Green Hills a happy 13th? Happy birthday to you, Adam. Have a great day.
Have a great one, boss.
Also, by the way, Grania was the name of our whistle-sucked girl.
Thank God. Thank you. And thank you very much for finding out what is wrong and diagnosing Magic Mike.
Yeah. Turns out Magic Mike suffers from whistle-sucked. Which is it's sort of like an addiction to puns or something.
An addiction to puns,
it's
a
neurological thing.
He's a total vital sucker, that's what he is. It's an unbelievable condition and he's afflicted with it for life.
Yeah, and he inflicts it upon the rest of us. He's oblivious to our responses. Yeah. And by the way, we have to say hi to Alana and I think is it Coolin? Coolin? C-H-U-L-A-I-N-N.
I don't know, I can't.
Go for it, go on, PJ. Save me there.
I can't see it.
These are Grania's kids. Alana and...
Coolin, definitely.
Grand, I'll take that then. Good stuff. Right,
In the meantime, who knew it was demanding and challenging to be a gentleman? We all think we're gentlemen in our own way.
Yeah, sometimes it just comes to one easily.
Yeah, you would think so. You think it comes to you easily, do you? Because I'm about to run off a list
I said one.
One being yourself, of course.
It comes to one easily.
Yeah, I wonder who you were talking about.
I just don't know which one.
He puts quite a fitting accent on himself there. I do believe Jim McCabe quite fancies himself to be a bit of a gentleman here.
Well, I mean, you know, I think gentlemen are bred.
Are they, yeah?
From fine stock. I don't know where I'm going with this. Hurry up, please.
Here's a lad who moved out of Finglas and lives in the hills. And I tell you something. None of us here would even come close, would even be within a country mile of what has been described as the proper modern gentleman, to be honest with you.
Wow.
So, this is the most English thing I've ever read in my life, right?
Okay.
You know the way England is still very much a society of classes, right? There's the working class English Brits and there's the...
Yeah. They still have people like Jacob Rees-Mogg.
They do.
Yeah. Who honestly say things like, one has to get one's butler.
Yeah, jolly good. What happened to the last butler? Did we shoot him that time? It was quite a rage. You know, you do still have that over there.
Yeah, it still exists.
And Country Life magazine is obviously being marketed at these people. It obviously has a very specific audience because they have got this list of what it takes to be the modern gentleman.
Okay.
Right, so here's a list of how to be the modern gentleman.
Well, let me see if we qualify on any of these, okay? So if we manage to guess any of these, we'll give ourselves a little... Okay. Is it going to happen, though?
That is the one and only time you're going to have heard that.
Oh, really?
I can guarantee it.
How bizarre is it, then?
To you and me, Jim, they would look at you and me, Jim, and it would be the same as when you go to the chimpanzees in the zoo and they're throwing poo at each other. That's how they'd look at us. Right, so here you go. Country Life magazine. You get your hand on your dinger, right?
Right.
Stick your hand on your dinger.
I have it.
And you do not. That is the most useless thing you'll ever do. So a country gentleman, a modern gentleman, beg your pardon, must know how to foxtrot. He also must have walked the length of Hadrian's Wall. Will be able to open a bottle of expensive champagne.
Well, I mean, have we ever tried it? We've never owned one.
With a sword.
Oh, for...
But even if you tick all of these boxes, it doesn't even begin. We're only getting started. That's the easy stuff.
Why do you need to open it with a sword?
Well, obviously a Philistine like you wouldn't know, would they, Jim? Please go back out into the field and tend to the horses. Today's gentleman must also be able to write or have written a letter that has moved somebody to tears. We've done that, but it was supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Then
do apology ones count?
I don't know. Right. They must have a handmade suit at some time in their life.
A handmade suit?
Yeah. That was made on Savile Row, though. It has to come from Savile Row. Must have been sheared a sheep at one time to show that they are capable of what goes on.
I might have a go at that, though.
Or have helped to have delivered, they're not fussy about this one, either a lamb, a calf, or a foal. Anyone?
If you've delivered any of them?
You know, helped. You have to have helped deliver it. You're obviously not complete. You're helping. Not a farmhand. Bloody hell, man.
Does helping include being not in the way?
No. Definitely doesn't. Other suggestions then came in from readers. And the readers were saying, well, that's surely very easy. I mean, those things, who hasn't done those things? Said the Country Life readers. The Country Life readers were like going, really? Is that all it takes to be seen as a gentleman in the modern era?
What have we come to?
I dare say we've become savages. Worse than the Irish. As they started saying, oh, like, seriously, you would at least have to have in your house a library in your house. You would have to.
Yeah. I mean, but how many books constitute a library?
Well, they say that as long as it requires a ladder to get to the books, then you're definitely...
Well, I tell you, I have some very high bookshelves. I'm giving myself a... for that one.
You have a book collection, Mr. McCabe. A library is a different thing indeed.
I might,
a book collection...
I need to stand on the side of one of the chairs to get to some of the books. Don't go there very often, but...
Unbelievable. This man listens to audiobooks on his phone and counts himself well-read. Reading the life and times of Alex Ferguson does not count, I'm afraid to say. So there you go. You must have bought a one-way ticket to an exotic destination at least once in your life, and at the same time, you must own, and this is absolutely, completely necessary, you must own a set of smoking slippers. Who doesn't have them?
A set of smoking slippers.
Smoking slippers. You must have been married at least once. Oh, hold on.
Are we in?
We've got one. Yeah, you must have been married at least once. And you must have demolished something substantial with a JCB or explosives. And if needed, and the duty may call, be able to design jewellery on a whim. So there you go. Imagine hanging out with that lad.
You must have destroyed something with a JCB.
Yeah, or explosives, yeah. Probably your butlers. I don't know. It's
the most
bizarre list.
Eclectic list of gentlemanly things I've ever heard in my life. Smoking slippers for a lad who'd knock something down with a JCB.
I know, yeah.
What's that about?
Delivering a lamb.
Delivering a lamb while taking the top off a bottle of champagne with a sword.
Yeah. And celebrating.
What sort of farm is that?
Celebrating with a big cigar and the slippers, yeah. I tell you, what a lad. What a lad. What a way to live. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like the MacGyver of gentlemen.
It really is. And I have to say, if I ever met him, I'd get great pleasure out of being calling him a total and utter tosser. I mean, I'd probably be shot for it. But it'd be worth it, wouldn't it? You know he's pro-Brexit as well.
He beat you to death with his smoking slippers. Phil Collins, You Can't Hurry Love, here at Classic Hits, almost 20 past 8. Some of the reactions that we had, Nigel Reardon in Newbridge. Good old Nige there in Newbridge.
Good old Nige.
Yeah, just to prove that you're not a gentleman, PJ, he says, morning, Jim. My old pal, will you tell PJ it's you and I, not you and me?
That is like the least... that's so far down the list of requirements that I fail on to become a gentleman. But yes, indeed. Point is taken and duly noted, my friend.
Also, Daz wants to know whether doing ATM robberies with a JCB counts.
Imagine that.
I suppose as long as you're wearing your smoking slippers.
I suppose your smoking slippers in the dock.
Yes, with a lamb under your arm that you've just delivered and a sword ready to open your
champagne. Yeah, opening the champagne when you get freed from your sentence. You can imagine, the judge, why are you here today? Well, it was my last test of being a gentleman judge. Knock yourself out.
Paul in County Clare reckons he's fulfilled a couple of the obligations. He said, I wrote a letter that moved a woman to tears. I left a note on her windscreen to say that I'd run over her cat and I was very sorry.
He gets in on the technicality.
He says he also used to own smoking slippers. I fell asleep on the armchair one night with my feet in front of the fire. These people are on fire. On fire, aren't they?
I'll be honest with you, I have never heard of smoking slippers in my life.
Never.
I heard of a smoking jacket.
Absolutely.
I've heard of a smoking room. I've never heard of smoking slippers in my life.
That's incredible.
And now I have heard of them. I've got to be honest. I don't even smoke, but I want a pair.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I want to have to
You'd
Google them.
You look fantastic
and
in that Hugh Hefner kind of, you know, smoking jacket, smoking slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Cravat.
I know.
That'd be so up your street.
Sitting up the local in Dunleary land. I'd blend right in. I'm after Googling the smoking slippers. You want to see them? They're absolutely spiffing, Jim.
Are they spiffing?
They are.
Would we look resplendent
in
them?
Yeah, you want to see the designs on them. What? You want to see them. They've got little heels and everything. Oh, they've got little heels and all.
Look, there you go, you see.
Oh, I do want
a pair of these. Every Dunleary gentleman like yourself should have smoking slippers.
For a mere 540 quid, you can get a couple of nice pair here from Nordstrom.
I'll tell you something fantastic. By the way, quick hello to all the gang working in Dell in Cork on shift at the moment. So morning to you, and thanks a million for hanging out. Well, there's loads still to come. Of course, we'll give you the opportunity to win tickets to see Lionel Richie. They only officially go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m. We have a set for you to win every single day this week, building up to the big gig next June 6th at St. Anne's Park. Lionel Richie, the Hello 2020 tour. That's on the way. And, of course, the Breakfast Table Quiz, 087-188-0008, if you fancy a bash at that. George Michael's Fast Love here at Classic Hits, almost 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And happy birthday, Owen Barrett. Owen Barrett is in Corandula. Is that right, in Galway?
I think so.
You being a well-travelled sort.
Jeepers, you're putting me in trouble. You know what you do when you say that?
What?
You just sort of leave me with the responsibility of mispronunciating it.
No, but you have such broad shoulders.
Do I really?
Anyway, Corandula, we think it is. Owen Barris in Corandula in Galway. Happy 6th birthday to
Have you. Have a happy birthday.
Absolutely. Right, the chance to win, because the Belg Lionel Richie is coming to Ireland. He's coming next year, next summer. He's going to play an outdoor gig at St. Anne's Park on the 6th of June.
Yes, he is.
The Hello Tour.
The Hello Tour. St. Anne's Park in Raheny there. He's going to be doing his thing. Have to say, haven't seen Lionel before. He is brilliant on stage. He's such a jolly fella.
Yeah. And having walked your dogs many a time in St. Anne's Park.
And still do, yeah.
Yeah.
They'd be delighted to meet him. I've been telling them all about him, I have. I've been saying, wait, you see him.
It was just here that it happened.
It's just fantastic. This is where she did her first poo, Lionel. I'm looking forward to the gig, but of course...
He'd probably give you a shout out and everything from the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one goes out to PJ and the dogs, Wendy, Stella and Lilo. You can imagine it.
Brilliant.
But anyway, we have tickets for you to win.
Mm.
First of all, though, you got to tell us who's on the Lionel.
Yeah, that's what it is, basically. Tell us who is the famous celebrity on the Lionel, with Lionel, and be in to win. Basically, if you just text your answer and your own name and details, WhatsApp it in is the easiest way. Costs you nothing on the old WhatsApp. 087-188-0008. Right, so for the chance to win a pair of tickets, remember they only officially go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m, so you're winning them before you can even buy them. So who's on the Lionel here?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
Hello?
It's me.
Is it me you're looking for?
Hello? Can you hear me?
That is like every conversation that you've ever had. You know,
it's when you answer the phone in the car. You know, the car, the parrot or whatever they call it. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? I'm just going through a tunnel. I'm in a bad area.
Yeah,
that's much easier than yesterday's now,
much
I think.
Much easier.
I think that's a lot easier than yesterday. And yesterday, so many people got it. So there you go.
Should
if you know who was on the Lionel to Lionel there, you know what to do. Text the name. Of the person and your name to 087-188-0008.
Absolutely. And of course, tickets going on sale this Friday, 9 a.m. 6th of June 2020 is when the gig takes place live at St. Anne's Park, the Hello Tour 2020.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Innes and Limerick. Giving the gift of exam success with Julie's Christmas revision courses. See KES.ie.
Right, this week, if you love Christmas, you'll love McDee's Christmas Shop. And you'll find them, of course, all over the place. They're located in Galway, Athlone, Ennis, Loughrea. And, of course, they're online as well. MCDS.ie. is where you'll find them online. Nationwide delivery available as well, so they'll deliver right to your door. And of course, they've got a brand new store as well, the iconic Galway Crystal Building. They've opened a store there, and to celebrate that fact, they've started their massive Christmas half-price sale this week. So they've given us, to give to you, €2,000 worth of fabulous Christmas decorations, indoor and out. You've got Christmas trees and lights and decorations and outdoor reindeer and penguins and polar bears and... Oh, PJ...
Absolutely joyous, isn't it? Joyous.
Absolutely.
Joyous and joyful.
If you love Christmas, you love McDee's Christmas Shop. You can check them out, as I say, mcds.ie online. Right.
So there you go. You've been told. Don't worry, we'll tell you again 2 days in a row because Jim is loving it. And 10 is the score to beat. So 11 or more and you'll be the one to beat then for the rest of the week. Katrina in Kildare is going to play this morning. How are you getting on, Katrina?
I'm good, how are you?
Not bad at all, yeah. Middle of the week, sure. What if you couldn't be too wrong with that?
I love Wednesday.
Do you? Yeah, yeah. I think we all do. We're having a bit of a Wednesday love-in today. For some reason, we've
everybody
decided.
Seems a big fan of Wednesdays, that's for sure.
Right, so Katrina, are you all set for this?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, so you're not
wearing... too bad now. It's not too bad tend to be, does it?
Yeah, how are you with animals? There's a good few animal questions here today.
Okay.
All right. That didn't sound wildly confident, PJ, did it?
That's our first question. Give her a point.
Right, listen, 60 seconds on the clock, Katrina. The very best of luck. We've got our fingers crossed for you. Here we go.
Show jumping, dressage and eventing are all activities.
Horses.
Yes, carp and tench are what type of animal? Prior to the adoption of the euro, guilder was the currency of what country?
Holland.
The Greek hero Achilles could only be wounded in what part of his body?
Wheel.
The name of which animal comes from the Greek for river horse?
Otter, I don't know.
A hippopotamus, the shoulder, and what H have a ball and socket joint?
Hip.
Proverbially, what hath no fury like a woman scorned?
Hell.
Of what is calligraphy the art?
Writing.
Yeah, Port-au-Prince is the capital of what West Indian country?
I don't know.
Haiti. Sparta was an ancient city-state in what modern country?
Greece.
What is the world's fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
Which Olympic classic ocean liner sank in 1912?
Titanic.
What is the tallest mountain in Ireland?
Crow Patrick.
No, it's Cairn Toul. What is the Roman numeral for the number 1,000?
VI, I don't know.
What did you say?
VI.
No, it's not. It's M. M for millennial. So there you go.
That's a shame. That's a shame. You're doing really well. One, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Oh, you're joking me.
Yeah.
I was sure she was there.
Could have made all the difference. Could have made all the difference.
I was sure she was there. I'm raging for her. She was flying.
Yeah, it was going really, really well, especially at the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Feckin' hippo ruined it. Feckin' hippo ruined it. He did.
Let everybody down.
Who ever heard of a river horse? Stupid question.
I tell you, it was a great effort, though, Katrina, to be fair to you. Great effort. You couldn't have come much closer without getting to the top. So you did almost the best you possibly could. So well done. Thanks for having a go.
Thanks. No worries.
Cheers.
Thanks a million, Katrina. Sorry about
Bye-bye
that.
Now.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.